Houston is all systems go.
You're listening to John and Raheel with Dell on ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John and Raheel with Dell.
Welcome back, ESPN 97.5. Time to bring in our good friend Brian McTaggart of MLB.com. Covers your Houston Astros here in Houston and all across the Lone Star State. What's going on, Brian?
Hey, what's going on, John?
Dude, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. Okay, let's get started right away. 14 position players, 11 pitchers?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I think I only need 11 pitchers. Yeah.
Altuve is 1, Correa 2, Reddick 3, Gonzalez 4, Gurriel 5, Springer 6, Bregman 7, Gattis 8, McCann 9, Beltran 10, Fisher 11, Centeno 3 catchers?
Yep, they'll have 3 catchers, either Centeno or Stassi, but yeah, I believe it'll be Centeno.
Okay, Maben, what is that, 11 or 12?
12.
12. Maben 12. Who's
Did you say Marwin Gonzalez?
Yeah. I called him. How about Kemp?
Well, they'll have to decide between Kemp and probably Tyler White getting the last spot. One of those two guys,
right? Mm. Right. Yeah. They may even have both of them, right?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think. There must have been somebody you left out, but I think they were down to between those two guys, and that's assuming Fisher gets a spot. But it's going to be they have the 3 catchers: Springer, Reddick, Beltran, Maben. I think Fisher makes it, and then Gurriel, Altuve, Correa, Bregman, Marwin Gonzalez. Then either Kemp or White.
Okay, right. So it's between and who do you think?
I don't know. It's tough because, Kemp had 3 hits the other day. He can play some outfield and infield. You know, he gives you some good at-bats. You know, White may be a guy that, since they're going to face the Red Sox, probably, and they're left-handed pitching, maybe a guy can come in and pinch hit against lefties. So I'm not sure. I mean, I'm not sure which way they're going to go.
All right. Pitching, 11. Verlander, Giles, Davinsky, Keuchel, Peacock, Harris, Morton, McCullers, Gregerson, Liriano. Does McHugh make this roster?
Well, I think this is what's going to happen. McCullers pitches tomorrow, and if he looks good, he comes through it healthy, he makes it. Morton goes to the bullpen, and I think McHugh is out. He's just the odd man out. If for whatever reason, if McCullers doesn't come through it very well or doesn't feel good, Morton's in the rotation. I'm sorry, McHugh's in the rotation. I think Morton's in the bullpen. So if everything goes well with McCullers, I just think that McHugh's going to be the odd man out here.
Wow.
I think you would have Verlander, Keuchel, Peacock, McCullers as your 4 starters, and then move Morton to the bullpen. And Morton in the bullpen could be a pretty good weapon. I mean, he throws 98 with a good sinker. So it's just it's just a numbers game, and that's going to stink for McHugh, but that's just the reality.
Have you talked to Morton about potentially coming out the bullpen?
Yeah, I mean, he's good with it. I mean, he's done it a little bit before, so he would like to start. I mean, and this guy has done a really nice job. He's probably had the best year of his career coming in here, and they signed him to this contract, had all kinds of incentives, and, he's hit a lot of them. He's making a lot of money every time he makes another start, with 13 wins. But Peacock has just pitched so well. He's like 6 innings, like 2 runs or less every time out. And, he did it again last night. And I'd be shocked if he doesn't get one of the rotation spots at this point.
I thought he was game 3, for sure.
No. I mean, they haven't. No, AJ hasn't. I mean, AJ hasn't said that. People are just speculating he's in, but they AJ hasn't said for sure Peacock's going to start, and if he starts, which game he'll start. Mm.
Okay, so McHugh maybe. Morton does, McHugh, though, has pitched pretty damn well, too. This is a tough call.
Yeah, he has, but, I mean, if you're going to put one of those two guys in the bullpen, it's going to be Morton just because he he throws a lot harder. You know, McHugh's a guy that relies on, you know, pitching and rhythm and going, you know, he needs all three of his pitches. You know, he tops out at 91, 92. You'd rather have Morton in the bullpen coming in at, you know, 97, 98. That could be a bigger weapon for them.
In a perfect world, what bullpen rotation are you using? You got the game online. It's 2-0. Who do you got?
Seventh, eighth, ninth.
Who do you have? Who do you trust? If you say Gregerson, I'm going to hang up on you.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think it depends on where they're at in the batting order, who they're facing. I mean, if they're facing the most critical part of the batting order in the eighth inning, I mean, you know, you could see Giles come in there. I think Musgrove is worked his way into one of those last three spots. I think the key is going to be Harris. If Harris is effective, then I think the bullpen's going to fall in place. But I think it's going to be one of those three. And then Davinsky's going to be in there somewhere doing, you know, whatever it is he does. He needs to pitch a little bit better. But Musgrove is a real weapon in that bullpen. And I think they'll be pretty confident to use him with the game on the line late. How it lines up, the way AJ uses the bullpen, it's going to come down to matchups. And if they're facing the Red Sox 3-4-5 hitters, and he thinks Giles in the eighth inning, he thinks Giles can get through that the best, then he'll bring in Giles.
Okay. Watching this team, though, don't you trust Musgrove more than Giles right now?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, but I mean, Giles, it's not like Giles has been bad. I mean, he's had a really good second half. I know he coughed one up a couple of weeks ago, but, you know, he's still your closer, and, you know, he's still the guy that throws 99, and, he does come in and seems to put a guy on base almost every time. Did it again last night, but, I still think AJ feels he's his highest leveraged reliever at this point with the slider and the fastball. And, you know, he's going to put him in those spots. That's why he's here.
MLB.com's Brian McTaggart joining us on the show. All right. So it looks like it's going to be the Red Sox. There's an outside chance they could win the AL still, or the Red Sox Yankees face off for the division and all that stuff. But let's go with the Red Sox. You know, that lineup, it doesn't scare me. We talked about this in the first segment. Who are you afraid of in that Red Sox lineup?
Yeah, I was kind of looking over their lineup yesterday and, you know, then comparing it to the Astros. You know, Astros lineup is much deeper. But, you know, Benintendi and Betts, Mookie Betts is always a tough out. I think he'll be heard from in the playoffs. You know, Hanley Ramirez isn't what he was. Bradley's hitting ninth. Pedroia isn't what he was. You got Bogarts. I mean, he's a very good player at the top of that order. I mean, I think the top part of their order is pretty good with Bogarts, Pedroia, Benintendi, Betts. I think it falls off a little bit after that. Certainly not as deep as the Astros lineup. It's not a lineup that really would scare me at this point. And Betts has been hurt a little bit. He came back last night after missing a couple of games. So, I think if you're the Astros, you look at that lineup and I think, hey, we can get through this lineup. We can pitch to it. And what worries me more about the Red Sox, if I were the Astros, is, you know, if they're left-handed pitching, for some reason, the Astros haven't done very well against left-handed starters. The Red Sox have a couple of them. They got a really good bullpen, which, as we all know, the bullpens come to the forefront here in October. So not so much as the lineup, but I think the Red Sox pitching and the bullpen, I think, will be a big issue for the Astros.
We're talking with Brian McTaggart, MLB.com. Can you make the argument that Peacock is maybe most improved player or maybe most surprising player in baseball this year?
I think there's a great case. He's most surprising player. I mean, he really came out of nowhere. You know, going back to spring training, he's the guy that was out of options. I think the Astros kind of looked to trade him just to get something for him. They couldn't do it. And he ended up making the roster, I believe, because Colin McHugh was hurt. And so they had this roster spot open. Peacock was the guy, pitched very well in the bullpen. And, you know, they had all the injuries to the rotation. And, you know, lo and behold, here he is winning 13 games. Pretty unbelievable. I mean, really, really came out of nowhere. And this is the kind of stuff that when they got Peacock in that trade from Oakland, this is the kind of the pitcher I think they had envisioned. Now, it took him a long while to get to where he is. And, you know, he's had injuries, a couple of surgeries, back surgery at the end of 2015. He never really felt right. you know, he tinkered with his mechanics a little bit, but man, he's got great control. You know, he can spot the ball where he wants it. He's got this little slider breaking ball that's pretty effective. And yeah, he's definitely kind of a guy that's come out of nowhere, and he's going to play a huge role for them now in the playoffs.
MLB.com's Brian McTaggart. Who's going to be the most important player for the Houston Astros in the playoffs?
You know, I think it could be George Springer at the top of that lineup if they can get him going a little more. You know, he's starting to hit better a little bit. You know, I think the guys behind him, you're not worried about at this point. If Reddick comes back, you know, he's missed a few games. But Altuve, Bregman, Correa, all swinging the bat very well right now. If Springer could just get going a little bit, I think he'll be key to that lineup. I think pitching-wise that you know, Will Harris, like I said before, is going to be a key in that bullpen. If he can be effective like he was for the first half of the year, I think the bullpen, you know, AJ's going to be able to use it the way he wants to use it. You know, but there's going to be several key guys. I mean, Bregman's going to be playing in the playoffs for the first time. What are you going to get out of, you know, the catchers? You know, is McCann going to catch most of the games? What are you going to get out of him at this point? You know, I think Springer at the top of the order, if he's getting on base and setting the tone in that lineup, I think the Astros will be in good shape.
Brian McTaggart with us here on ESPN 97.5. It looks like Pomerantz in game one and Sale in game two, no, since they're going Saturday, Sunday?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I guess it's going to come down to see what the weekend goes here for the Red Sox. You know, I mean, they still have hopes of, you know, trying to lock this thing down, which they can do today. But yeah, we'll see. I mean, I like the Astros matchup. You know, they're going to have Verlander, Keuchel 1-2 more than likely. And I like the Astros matchup there. Astros have not done well against left-handed starters, so that's kind of a head scratcher. And if they're going to face Sale twice in this playoffs, that's going to be very tough, because when he's on, he's one of the best, if not the best in the game. So, and then Pomerantz is a lefty as well, so they're going to have to find a way to beat at least three lefty starters. And it's kind of weird they haven't fared well against lefties, considering most of their core hitters are right-handers: Correa, Bregman, Springer, so forth. So it will be an interesting matchup. But you know, I like the Astros rotation right now, especially with the way it's been pitching. I mean, everyone's talking about the Astros offense, you know, 49 runs, four games in a row. But over the last couple of weeks, the starting pitching has been very, very good. I think Verlander has raised everybody's game just with what he's been able to do and how he goes about his business.
All right, before we let you go, final question, Art.
I got one more for you.
Oh, you got one more? Yeah. Why don't you ask yours first?
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you do if you're AJ with Beltran against those two lefties in game one and two?
Yeah, I don't think he starts. I mean, I think we're going to see a lot of Gattis in the DH spot against lefties. I mean, I think Gattis will be the starter DH against lefties. I think Beltran's going to be limited to DHing against right-handers. That's just the reality of it. I mean, Gattis starting to heat up a little bit. He smoked a couple of balls yesterday that went for outs, but you know, he's a much better option. Although Gattis hits righties better than he hits lefties, believe it or not, but I think Gattis is going to get the bulk of the DH at-bats, for sure.
All right, final question. Art wants to know, better diss track, Hit 'Em Up, or Ether?
What's that again?
Which diss track, rap diss track, was better, Hit 'Em Up or Ether?
Hit 'Em Up or Ether? Those are rap?
Yeah.
Yes, rap, which one was better?
Which one was better?
Oh, well, you know, they're both. You know, they're both right up there. You know, it's like,
it's hard. It's like, which kid?
It's hard. I'd have to go back and
tag. You got to, as soon as you get off,
which kid do I love more? It's too hard.
I'm going to tweet it to you. You have to listen to both, and we need an answer, okay?
What's the second one called? Ether?
Ether.
Ether.
Nas is Ether.
What about better Skaggs, Boz or Ricky?
Okay, now that's tough right there. I'd probably go with Boz.
Boz.
Boz. Yeah. Boz by a nose.
I saw him a couple months ago.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, Lito missed the boat that day. He left the shack.
I like Lito.
I don't know if you know that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. Advantage or disadvantage playing these guys in the last? I mean, is there an edge for either team or no?
I don't think so. I mean, it's just more of a novelty, something weird more than anything else. you know, I think the fact the Astros aren't going to pitch Keuchel and Verlander is pretty big for them at this point. You know, but the Astros aren't going to see Sailor Pomeranz either. So I don't think there's an advantage one way or the other, other than it's just kind of a weird deal. They could face each other nine times in a row. I mean, once, you know, two baseball teams never face each other that many times in a row. So, you know, I'm not sure there's an advantage one way or the other.
Yep. All right. That's Brian McTaggart. This is fun, man. This is a lot of fun. We're going to need you for the postseason. All right.
All right. You know where to find me.
All right.
Yeah. Should be a good few weeks.
Yeah. It's going to be fun. This is great. Great stuff. We appreciate it, man.
All right, guys. Take care.